It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okbenesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome on in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Man, it is May 23rd of 2023. We're approaching the halfway point of the year. Golly. I'm back inside the friendly confines of the Shirley Street studio, but in saying that, big shout out to Bob and everybody else at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex for taking care of us, and then some yesterday. A lot of fun at the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour stop with yesterday's show at the Sportsplex in downtown Waterloo. If you missed it, the podcast is available at the website 1650thefan.com, which you should have bookmarked already. On your web browser, on your phone browser. But nonetheless, we were able to get Iowa State men's basketball coach TJ Otzelberger, football coach Matt Campbell, and athletic director Jamie Pollard. That bus showed up a little later than I would have liked it to. But nonetheless, we were able to get all three of them. And whoever didn't appear on the show, the one and only Mark Simpson, was able to catch up with and interview as well. So we got a lot of great content coming out of the Cyclone Tailgate Tour stop last night at the Sportsplex in Waterloo. That's just a show I look forward to every year now. And I tell you what, that was the first time I had ever interviewed Matt Campbell. And what a treat to sit down with him. Say what you will about, oh, Cole, you're lobbing them all softballs and everything. It's like, okay, all right. I'm not going to come out with the fastballs the first time I sit down with Coach Campbell, okay? I get it. They're coming off of a 4-8 season when they were 1-8 in the Big 12. But if you go back and listen to the podcast, I asked him about that. And you might say that I still phrased it in a soft way. All right, be my guest. Go ahead. But I told Coach Campbell, if you recall listening to the show yesterday, and you can check the tape, I said, Coach, I took my sheet of paper, I had all my notes on, did the classical little friendly roll up of the notes, and I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, Coach, we got to get you back on the show, do a good 15 minutes at some point before the season starts. And he looked me dead in the eyes as he did the whole time, calling me by my name and said, Cole, let's do it. So I'm going to call that in, and I have supreme faith that Coach Campbell will live up to that, and we'll get a good 15 minutes with him before the 2023 Iowa State football season begins. So, nonetheless, just a great time yesterday. But, hey, we got a great one lined up today. Details forthcoming. First things first, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thanks so much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And like the Facebook page if you're on the Zuckerberg machine. Type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Hammer the like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. Bookmark that website, as I said before, 1650thefan.com. It's where you get the podcast of this program, all sorts of local area nationwide sports news and scores, and save the number in your phone, at least one of them, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. If you'd rather email, you can do that. We have the technology. We have the email address. Fire it off to Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. That's the email address. Questions, comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, don't be shy. Reach out to me. And as we look ahead here today on the show, of course, as always, we'll get it started here in a little bit with area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to in the stack today as postseason spring sports continue on and summer sports getting going. As yesterday was opening night, I think, okay, so like for Major League Baseball, just to split hairs here for a moment, humor me. When it comes to like high school baseball and softball in the state of Iowa, I don't think we should call it opening day. Major League Baseball, that's, you know, like synonymous, right? Opening day. But games are played during the day. Maybe, I mean, I haven't done all the research, but I don't think anybody is doing first pitch of a varsity baseball or softball game before 5 o'clock. So I want to call it opening night. So there you go. All right, we are solving all the world's problems today on the show. So, nonetheless, opening night of the 2023 high school softball season took place yesterday on Monday. So, we've got some Metro scores to get to as well in the stack for area sports news and scores. After we're done, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. We'll come back in the second segment, and Dargan Southard, friend of the show from the Des Moines Register, does an outstanding job as the Iowa baseball beat reporter for the Register. He will join us from the Big Ten tournament as the Iowa Hawkeyes got a big win over Michigan. 13-3 was the final in that one today. And Hawks got some serious offense that included a grand slam. Braden Frazier with the grand slam today for the Hawks to help power them over the Wolverines and move on to the second round of the Big Ten Conference Baseball Tournament. Dargan will join us in the next segment and break it all down. Also, another thing I want to dig in with Dargan about today while he joins. Dargan does a good job as well covering UNI men's basketball for the Register. And talked about it, was it last Friday on the show? UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson stirred it all up when there was a West Des Moines stop on the Panther Caravan. So, you know, all those are going on right now, right? You know, Cyclone Tailgate Tour last night, Waterloo. Panther Caravan was recently going on, but I think it ended last week. But anyways, Panther Caravan in West Des Moines last week. There's some jive turkey wearing Hawkeye gear in the crowd, and Ben Jacobson being Ben Jacobson, having fun, I think in good taste, looks at the guy and says, "Hey, why don't you ask your team why they won't play us anymore?" But he goes, "You know what? Never mind. It's okay. There's a team 40 miles north that won't play us anymore either," in reference to Iowa State. And I think there's a few things here. Because the Iowa men's and women's basketball teams forfeited, they did. Like, they gave up a home game to go play this back-to-back showcase that they're going to do at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines this fall against a couple D1 doormats. But I can understand it. I can, and I said as much last week. I can understand why they would go play those showcase games, especially because Caitlin Clark and the Iowa women's basketball team will be the headliner. You don't have to like it, Fran McCaffrey, but it is what it is. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, a Des Moines native, okay? Then you've got Iowa State, okay? Like, okay, so one, Iowa was like, well, we don't want to give up any of our home games. We've got the 20-game Big Ten schedule now. You know, we play the ACC Big Ten Challenge. There's no reason for us to put another quality out-of-conference game on our schedule. We want these home bye games. Well, then it's like, well, why are you going to Des Moines to play a neutral game? Just say you don't want to play them. And that's what I said last week on the show. Just be like, no, we don't want to play you and I. And for Iowa, it's obvious. Check the tape. Like, it's Fran McCaffrey is, I think it was his first year at Iowa, came up here, got his butt beat at McLeod Center. And threw a frantrum, got ejected, had to be escorted off the floor by the sheriff that was there. And on good authority, I have from multiple sources that as he was being escorted off the floor, he looked back at the scoring table and said, I will never blanking come back here again. And he hasn't. And then there was the Big Four Classic, and then there wasn't the Big Four Classic. And now they're back in Des Moines playing a neutral site game that they never said they wanted to play because they had to get those so valuable bye games at home against teams that are over 250 at least, if not 300, in the RPI. To hell with the net for now. I mean, I know they're over 300 in the RPI, but that's neither here nor there. Meanwhile, Iowa State has two former UNI men's basketball assistants in Kyle Green, friend of the show, love KG, and Eric Crawford. I like Coach Croft too. And there seems to just be no headway whatsoever toward maybe, I kind of thought maybe Iowa State would be the one that goes, okay, like maybe we don't do a home and home, but if you sign a contract to come to our place twice and we'll go to your place once, we'll do that. Or if you want to come here, we'll buy you. You know, we won't buy you for a lot, but if you want to come here and just play one road game at Iowa State, we'll look at that. And I've been told by a source, reliable source, that Ben Jacobson would potentially entertain whether it's Iowa or Iowa State calling and saying, what about a bye game? You just come here once. We'll give you a little bit of money. Come down and play us. So we'll dig in on that as well with Dargan Southard of the Des Moines Register. But we're going to talk Iowa baseball to start as Coach Heller's team, Freudian slip there, Coach Heller's team, fun fact, if you don't know, Rick Hartzell used to be Coach Heller's boss at UNI, but nonetheless, I digress, Iowa baseball looking like a serious contender here at the Big Ten baseball tournament, but from what I understand, they do have an at-large bid already sewn up, so we'll dig into all of it with Dargan Southard in the next segment of today's show. After we're done with Dargan, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and we'll play back some of that audio from Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell, men's basketball coach TJ Otzelberger from yesterday's show at the Cyclone Tailgate Tour, and if time permits, maybe a little bit of audio from Iowa baseball today, maybe Chris Murray, who's hoping to be an NBA lottery pick. That's what we're looking at in the third segment. And then after we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. So that is what is on the agenda today, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and dive right in. I know that it's wrapping up as we speak, but just to look back on day one of the high school boys state golf tournament yesterday in Ames, in Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock entered today 7th place, 20 shots behind the leader, MOC Floyd Valley, sophomore Wes Hubbard, best score for the Gohawks after round one with an 80. That tied him for 11th. Meanwhile, in Class 2A, get this, Grundy Center jumped into first place with a score of 296, 10 strokes better than second place Beckman Catholic. Hudson in third place with a 307. Grundy Center freshman Judd Jarofsky, the 2A individual leader, after firing a 63, an 8-under 63 yesterday in round one, which included 7 birdies and an eagle. Hudson's Caleb Hamm, Oliver Thompson, and Brady Hansen, meanwhile, all tied for 4th place, shooting 75s. In Class 1A, Cam is the leader with a 335 AGWSR in 8th place, 10 strokes back. Boys sub-state semifinal soccer matches taking place across the state tonight in all 4 classes. In matches involving Metro teams in Class 4A, Des Moines East, defeated Cedar Falls 5-0. Ames shut down Waterloo West 2-0. In Class 3A, North Scott stopped Waterloo East 10-0. And in Class 1A, Waterloo Columbus rolled past Cascade 5-1. In other area boys sub-state semifinal soccer scores last night, in Class 2A, Webster City downed Appleton Parkersburg 5-1. And Centerpoint edged Independence 1-0. In Class 1A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck defeated North Fayette Valley 4-0. Hudson defeated Bellevue Marquette 3-0. And Denver slipped past Postville 2-1. The high school softball season, as I mentioned before, got underway last night. In the Metro, Cedar Falls shut out Waterloo Columbus 10-0 in five innings. Waverly Shellrock defeated Waterloo West 6-1. And Fort Dodge swept a doubleheader from Waterloo East. Girls High School soccer postseason play continues tonight. Regional semifinals taking place in all three classes. In matches involving area teams in 3A, Cedar Falls at Iowa City High and Waterloo West plays at Linmar. In Class 2A, Waverly Shellrock takes on Grinnell at Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Independence plays host to Iowa City Liberty. In Class 1A, Waterloo Columbus plays at Denver. Hudson is at home against Appleton Parkersburg, and Dyke New Hartford entertains Clear Lake. The 1A and 2A boys tennis singles and doubles state tournament began today. 1A meet taking place at Burns Park in Waterloo. 2A meet at the Hawkeye Tennis and Recreation Center in Iowa City. Both of those meets go through tomorrow. The final Iowa High School boys tennis coaches polls have been released. Only one area school in the rankings, Cedar Falls, ranks 7th in 2A. Meanwhile, this evening in Metro High School softball, Waterloo West plays host to Linmar. That's a doubleheader. And the Iowa basketball team, in case you missed it, taking on Creighton next year as part of the Gavitt Games, an annual 8-game series played between the Big Ten and the Big East. Hawkeyes will be traveling to Omaha to play the Blue Jays. Last year, Creighton was 24-13 and reached the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. This will be the first meeting between the two programs since 2011. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, Dargan Southard, Des Moines Register sports writer, joins us to recap Iowa baseball's 13-3 first-round Big Ten tournament win over Michigan. We'll also get into the weeds a little bit about Iowa State men's basketball and where things stand with not playing you and I in Drake. Look forward to all that next right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
And it's brought to you by HelloFresh. Shake up dinner time with HelloFresh. With 40 weekly recipe options, there's always something new to try. Get 16 free meals plus free shipping with code SKATE16 at HelloFresh.com/skate16. The NFL taking a page from the college ranks, all fair catches or touchbacks on kickoffs inside the 25 will be moved out to the 25. Aaron Rodgers, in his first week with the Jets, tweaked a calf. He decided to take a vet day today and take it easy. The Broncos have released veteran kicker Brandon McManus after 9 seasons. He was their final link to their last Super Bowl team. The Celtics were eyeing another trip to the NBA Finals, but have gotten the Heat have gotten in the way of that quest. The defending champs will try to stave off elimination tonight in Game 4 in Miami. Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs in Dallas, where the Stars host the Golden Knights, looking to get back into the series after dropping the first 2 games in overtime. And the Calgary Flames have named Craig Conroy their new general manager. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's DA. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is Ron Coomer. Join me and the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes for Cubs baseball right here on The Fan.
Pheasant Ridge and Walters Ridge Golf Courses in Cedar Falls has something for everyone. Whether you're looking for challenging play or a par 3 course to work on your short game, Pheasant Ridge and Walters Ridge will get you outside and swinging the clubs. Driving range and golf lessons are also available. You'll find reasonable rates make it affordable for the whole family, with special pricing for students, young adults, and seniors. They also have weekdays available throughout the summer for your group outing or fundraising event, plus a spacious clubhouse to host your dinner or lunch outing. Pheasant Ridge and Walters Ridge Golf Course in Cedar Falls.
Maybe I didn't love you.
It's a tribute to the country legends, with nationally acclaimed tribute artists performing Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, George Strait, and Garth Brooks. It's Corn Country Fest, presented by Veridian Credit Union, coming to the National Cattle Congress Fairgrounds Saturday, July 8th.
Do you love me?
Bring your lawn chairs and celebrate all things country, including mechanical bull riding. Tickets are 32% off right now, just $23. VIP seating still available and include 2 drink tokens, meet and greet opportunities, and exclusive seating plus front of the stage area. Corn Country Fest, presented by Veridian Credit Union and brought to you by The Scoop, Geary Brothers Collision, Coyote Classics, Simpson Floor Covering, Dr. Power Sports, Bush Light, Person Kitchen and Bath Design, KWWL News 7, and Families First Counseling Services. Tribute to Willie, Waylon, George, and Garth. Plus, music from Jordy Arnt and the Howlers and Throwback Jack. Corn Country Fest, Saturday, July 8th in Waterloo. Get your tickets now at corncountryfest.com.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Juice Reel, the betting intelligence tool that's making better bettors. Open the App Store and get your hands on Juice Reel. Start betting smarter. Juice R-E-E-L. Juice Reel.
The Mets are riding a 5-game winning streak into Wrigley Field today to open up a series with the Cubs. Kodai Senga for the Mets, 4-2, 3.77 ERA. Drew Smyly with the Cubs, 4-1, 2.86 earned run average. Both teams minus 105 on the money line. St. Louis Cardinals send out Adam Wainwright. He's a $1.40 favorite at Cincinnati today, plus 130. 10 over the total at Great American Ballpark. Dylan Cease on the mound for the White Sox, a $1.15 road dog at the Cleveland Guardians, minus 125. Logan Allen for the Guardians, 8 under today at Progressive Field in Cleveland. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 59. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 51. Sunny skies and calm Thursday. Daytime highs approaching 73. 76 Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 82.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Oh, it's always fun when we get our friend Dargan Southard of the Des Moines Register to join the show. He's joining us from Omaha, Nebraska, where the Big Ten baseball tournament is taking place. And earlier today, I think it was the first game of today's action in Omaha of the Big Ten baseball tournament. The Iowa Hawkeyes got a big 13-3 win. So we'll break that down with Dargan. And as I mentioned before, we might get into a little other drama as well as he joins us now. Dargan, thanks so much for being here. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. When I was in Omaha last year, we waited around the day with a lengthy rain delay, and it was like cold and gloomy by the time we finally got baseball. So for once, I'm very happy to see, you know, 90 degree forecast for the whole week and all that. So, but with this new format, Iowa doesn't play for 2 more days. So I don't really know what I'm going to do here. I don't know. We'll find something to do.
Yeah, it is interesting looking at this bracket. It's kind of unlike anything I've ever seen before. So, I suppose let's just start there. Like, let's actually just, since you brought it up, let's put the game itself on the shelf. What does it mean for a team like Iowa, given this unique bracket? I think most specifically with the pitching rotation, Marcus Morgan started today. Are they going to need starters beyond Morgan and Brody Breck potentially to get through this tournament? If fortune favors them, Because I think Llewellyn came out of the bullpen today, right?
Yeah, he did. They used, you know, a lot of their top-tier arms, but that's actually where I feel like the impact is felt the most, is that Iowa is going to have, you know, its bullpen guys back ready much quicker and for much longer than they would, you know, with the normal schedule. And it's important to note that the reason this change happened this year is because of all the rain delays last year. And, you know, there was a game that started at like 10:30 or 11 p.m. And so they weaved in these kind of buffers if there's weather issues. But when there isn't weather issues, it just kind of is a little silly. But I guess that's the trade-off. But, you know, I it's probably going to be Ty Langenberg on Thursday against Indiana. You know, if Iowa wins there, I would expect Brody to start, you know, Saturday's semifinal game. And, you know, you could see Marcus come back on Sunday for, you know, maybe not a full start, but at least something, because, you know, he did have a pretty stressful workload today. But I think the biggest thing that benefits Iowa is, you know, all those bullpen arms that threw today will get tomorrow off, so they should all be ready to go on Thursday. And if they win Thursday, then it's the same situation. So,
yeah.
Whereas normally, you know, if you throw your top bullpen guys early and, you know, heavy, high leverage, intense pitches, you know, it's probably not going to be until maybe two games later that you get some of those guys back. So, you know, that's probably where you'll see the biggest benefit from a pitching standpoint.
Interesting dynamics playing themselves out here at this newly formed Big Ten baseball tournament in Omaha. Dargan Southard, our guest right now of the Des Moines Register. Follow him on Twitter, @Dargan_Southard. So it's a 13-3 win today, Dargan. You talked a little bit earlier about how it wasn't maybe as it was maybe actually a little more stressful for Marcus Morgan in the early going as the starting pitcher than you might have expected. But Braden Frazier was the one who comes through with a big day today, 3-for-5 with a grand slam. It just seems like this Iowa offense hasn't missed much of a beat ever since, of course, we saw the middle of the lineup, among other areas of the team, impacted by the, you know, the indefinite suspensions as these as this ongoing investigation into sports gambling happens.
Yeah, I mean, today was really kind of felt like two games. You know, you had the first 4.5 innings, which was, you know, a pretty vintage pitcher's duel that you see down here, especially in the early morning time slot. You know, you had Connor O'Halloran for Michigan, who was named Big Ten Pitcher of the Year this morning. You had Marcus, who a lot of people thought had a chance, you know, given his good Big Ten numbers. And then Iowa gets a huge, you know, momentum swing in the top of the fifth. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Jack Whitlock comes in and strikes out three straight guys. And you know, if you follow baseball, you kind of felt like, okay, you know, they got that big swing on the pitching side. The offense is probably about to break through, which they did in a way that, you know, they kind of have all year with two-out production. Sam Honar gets a big two-out single. Iowa reloads the bases. And then, as you mentioned, Braden Frazier kind of really put the game away at that point with the grand slam that made it 7-1. And then Iowa tacked on four more in the eighth to get the run rule win. So, but, you know, it certainly would have made a lot of sense if the Iowa offense had dropped off, or, you know, Keaton Anthony's absence had become a very glaring thing.
Yeah.
But, in fact, it's not only not been that, it's actually been, like, the complete opposite of that. I think the offense has actually performed better than it had been these last, you know, three weekends and now the first game down here, because, you know, the way that this offense works, where it's so balanced throughout, you know, it didn't really miss a beat when you took a big piece out. And, you know, Braden Frazier's kind of a throwback college career in that, you know, he's in his fifth season at Iowa, hasn't had a whole lot of playing time over the course of his career, but, you know, has stuck it out and has found himself getting very pivotal at bats down the stretch in a, you know, roundabout way. But still, you know, for him to step up and him be the one that has been, you know, masking Anthony's absence so much is really big for the whole operation. So, you know, the offense has definitely been impressive, and, you know, we keep getting teased a little bit, I guess, that there's going to be an official update on that situation. But
yeah,
at this point, I don't really think that, you know, it would be great if Iowa could get those guys back, but I just don't think it's going to happen. And at this point, it doesn't really seem like Iowa is, you know, obviously they want their best players back, but they seem to be in a spot where they've kind of moved on and know that this is their team now and this is what they're working with. And so far it's been pretty productive.
Safe to say that if there was a team in the Big Ten or a lineup in particular built to deal with this sort of adversity, it'd be the Hawkeyes because of that balance, like you just spoke about, Dargan, and like you've spoken about in a couple times before when we've had you on the show. Another thing today, 40th win of the season for this Iowa baseball team. I don't think you have to be a college baseball savant to go 40 wins in a season. That's pretty damn good. Have they won 40 before in the Coach Heller era? How many times have they even won 40 at all?
So I think the high water mark for Heller's team is 41, I believe, in 2015. So that's kind of the mark. But I mean, I don't think they've had they haven't had a 40-win season since then. And who knows when the last 40-win season was before 2015, because the Iowa baseball history just isn't really there, you know, when you go back through the mid-2000s and all that. But, you know, I think if you analyze why this Iowa baseball team has reached this point and is in, you know, a much better postseason spot than, you know, it has been before, you know, I think it's just it sounds elementary, but they just won more games this year. You know, they got off to the start that they needed early in the season, you know, best start in school history. You know, and those are sometimes the toughest games because, you know, as it worked out this year, the women's basketball train, you know, marched on for so long that, you know, nobody, you know, Iowa fans didn't fully turn their attention to baseball probably until mid-April. So that's, you know, two whole months where you kind of got to work in the shadows a little bit. Now, obviously, there were some big moments in there, you know, beating LSU, beating Kansas State.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, you know, they kind of had to work behind the scenes to get to that point, but now it's really paying off as Iowa's continued to do the work that they need to. And, you know, at this point, I don't really see any way that they get left out of the tournament at this point.
Well, I wanted to make sure to ask you that today. Dargan Southard of the Des Moines Register, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Iowa coming off a 13-3 win earlier today at the Big Ten baseball tournament. Hawkeyes are the 3 seed. They're going to take on Indiana, who just defeated Illinois a couple days from now, as Dargan pointed out earlier. But Dargan, like, just absolutely locked in. The Hawkeyes are for an at-large bid if they need one to the NCAA regionals.
Yeah, I would say coming down here, you know, if they went 0-2 and lost to Michigan and lost to Illinois, then they would probably still be in at that point, but it would be sweating it a little bit on Selection Monday. But with them winning today, I don't really see any way that they're going to get left out. I mean, they pretty much have a check in every main area of a resume. You know, they played well down the stretch. They have the win total. They have the high-quality wins. The RPI is in the right spot. The conference standing finish was good. So, you know, I think at this point, probably the more interesting question from a regional standpoint is where are they going to get sent? Because, you know, it could be a wide variety of options. You know, Indiana State right now is on the hosting bubble. You know, if they win their conference tournament, then they could slide in as one of those last hosts, and, you know, that would be the most geographically friendly spot, and would see Rick Heller go back to his old place in good old Terre Haute, quality town there, I've heard.
Terradice, never been, as they call it.
Yes. But, you know, on the flip side, you could see Iowa gets into a place like Clemson or Arkansas or, you know, any of those southeastern spots. And, you know, while that's definitely an upgrade from an environment standpoint, you know, it's probably going to be a tougher regional to do some damage in. So, you know, with them being such a wild card geographically and really, you know, every element, You know, I've seen them probably projected 8-9 different places, so it'll be interesting to see where they actually end up going.
Just to be clear, Dargan, you were not inferring any sort of slander toward Terre Haute, Indiana, were you not?
No. Okay. We love all the Valley cities on the show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, me and you, of anybody, is going to have appreciation for all the, you know, the Valley cities out there. Let's just put it that way.
Of course.
No valley
hate here.
No, not at all. All right. A late season rotation shakeup, if I'm not mistaken, right, from Coach Rick Heller. Mm-hmm. Was there one thing where you go, oh, this is why he did it? And it seems like, you know, baseball alert, small sample size alert, that it's paid off so far. But, I mean, what can you tell us about Coach Heller just, you know, shaking that rotation up?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting the way that things kind of came together. You know, you go back 2 weekends to that Michigan State series. You know, if you make a change there, which Iowa did, then they're pretty much locked into that order for the next week at Northwestern because it was a short week. They started on Thursday. Then you have an even shorter turnaround going from the series ending on Saturday to now playing on Tuesday. So, you know, if Iowa was going to make a change that Michigan State weekend, you know, they kind of had to live with their decision. And, you know, I think probably the biggest motivation for it was to get Brody Brett some extra rest and kind of give him, you know, a few more days to get right. And, you know, obviously that's been the biggest development of it all. You know, Marcus has pitched well at the front of the rotation, but, you know, Brody has probably delivered his two best starts of the season the last two times out there. And so, you know, if you get to a position where Iowa's 2-0 and you got a team coming in, you know, that's weary, that's had to go through the loser's bracket, this is a conversation that could happen both down here and in the regional. You know, if Iowa can start 2-0 and have Brody go in as the kind of put the nail in the coffin game, then, you know, that's a pretty good spot to be in. And so, you know, the more that they get that pitching depth where they want it to be in postseason elements down here, I think it's going to pay off when they head to the regional.
You got a little more time you can spend with us today, Dargan?
Of course.
Okay. Dargan Southern, Des Moines Register. Kind enough to be with us on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on Twitter at Dargan_Southern, providing you coverage from Omaha of the Big Ten baseball tournament. But we're going to shift gears now. Dargan and I got to know each other because of his coverage of UNI men's basketball for the Register years ago. And Dargan, you've been around long enough to know about the drama that continues to exist with the fact that the Big Four Classic is no more. The home and homes are long gone. When it comes to Iowa State men's basketball, scheduling UNI and or Drake men's basketball. And I think in part because we're in this section of the calendar as it relates to content, that this maybe got spun up a little bit more than maybe it otherwise would not have. But Ben Jacobson, why wouldn't he be comfortable in his own skin? He's got massive job security. Say what you will, critique him. There's critiques to be had, but he's still leading a highly successful program here in Cedar Falls. They're at a West Des Moines Panther caravan stop. This show was at the Cyclone tailgate tour last night in Waterloo because it's that time of the year. And it just so happened there was an Iowa Hawkeye fan wearing Hawkeye gear at the Panther caravan stop. To me, that's kind of, as Jim Rome would put it, a bag move. But nonetheless, Ben Jacobson just makes a little quip and says, hey, why don't you ask your team why they won't play us anymore? And they're in West Des Moines. And then he adds, well, you know what? There's another team 40 miles north of here that won't play us either. Next thing you know, it gets into the media cycle here in Iowa. And as we both understand, it goes where it goes. So for me, I got a little pointed with it last week on the show saying, I thought it was hypocritical that Iowa men's basketball is going to be a part of this showcase game or games in Des Moines now where they're going to play a couple D1 doormats, them and the women's basketball team. Totally understand why the women's basketball team would go there. Caitlin Clark being a native, great showcase game, sell it out, some sort of split of the revenue of it. But for the longest time, Iowa men's basketball had said, well, why would we play you in a home and home or on a neutral floor? We have the money to buy for bye games and to play at home. So they're giving up a home game now And I'm like, well, I kind of knew it was a lie in the first place. So I'm like, maybe just like be honest about it and just say, well, we just don't want to play you anymore. That's long story short where I'm at on this.
Yeah, I guess I have a few points. First, starting with the caravan environment, you know, if anybody, and I'm sure a lot of listeners on here have been to those stops, and, you know, you and I, Iowa, Iowa State, they're all, every school kind of has its own deal. You know, that's a very informal setting. That's a very loose setting. It's a very fan engagement environment. So, you know, knowing that the comment was made in that environment, I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
Same.
I think that's probably where the May element of this story is.
Yep.
Given that,
yep.
It is what it is. The second point I will say is, and I know for a fact on this, having interacted with them, you and I fans do not care that, you know, about, like, you and I fans have moved on from this situation for the most part. You know, like, you know, because it's been what, 2018 was the last time that the Big Four Classic happened?
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that you and I, and Drake fans too, were very involved in at that point, you know, basically acknowledging all the things that you just said. But, you know, it's been 5 years now. I really think you and I fans and Drake fans, although I don't, you know, interact with them as much, have kind of accepted what the situation is. You know, Iowa is not the favorable look here for them. And, you know, it is what it is. We'll continue to build our schedule the way it is. So the fact that, like, that you and I fans are, like, hung up on Iowa and Iowa State not wanting to play them anymore, that to me is just not really accurate either. And then the other thing is, like, the games where they played on the campus site, you know, that was before I got here. I'm sure those environments were awesome when Iowa and Iowa State came to the Knapp Center and came to McLeod. But the reality is, like, those types of games just aren't happening a ton anymore.
No.
And so, like, in a way, like, I kind of feel like Iowans, you know, didn't really realize how good they had it in that stretch because, you know, as any Valley coach will attest to, I mean, getting a Power 5 school to your own house is, you know, about impossible right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess the expectation that, like, those should happen from that standpoint to me, you know, is a little unrealistic. But and then to cap it all off, you know, Iowa and Iowa State can say, you know, the reasons that they're doing what they're doing. But if you go and you lose at home to Eastern Illinois, which you paid money to come into your building,
there you go,
because you thought that they were going to be easier than you and I
yep.
to beat, or easier than Drake to beat, then you kind of got to sit there with the egg on your face and be like, well, yeah, we kind of didn't win that one. So because, you know, that's really, I guess if you wanted to boil it down, you know, you and I and Drake kind of lie, you know, from Iowa and Iowa State's perspective, lie in this gray area of, you know, they're not bad enough year in and year out that we know we're going to beat them.
Yeah.
But they're not good enough year in and year out to be like something we can budget as a resume enhancer year.
Let me add this to everything you pointed out, and I'm glad you pointed out what you have, is you know, you bring up that Eastern Illinois game. It was one of a handful of those out-of-conference bye games that Iowa has where Connor McCaffrey, and tell me if you remember this, Connor McCaffrey criticized the Iowa fans last season for not showing up in the numbers he thought they should. Well, if Connor McCaffrey is speaking on behalf of other players perhaps on the team, or for himself for that matter, Connor, I know a game that your dad could schedule that would get butts in the seats at Carver Hawkeye, and I can add this, Dargan, that I have a damn good source that said Ben Jacobson would, at minimum, consider a bye game to go to Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Yeah, I mean that is undeniable that if Iowa and Iowa State played you and I and Drake in any setting that, you know, wasn't a neutral floor, the game would be packed, and the game would be a great environment, and it probably would be one of the better environments in Carver the whole season. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a missed opportunity there for, you know, those things to come together. And I have wondered if at some point, you know, Jacobson or I guess DeVries as well, you know, just kind of bites the bullet and say, okay, we'll take your buy money and we'll come and beat you in your own building. And so, you know, that would probably be even more satisfying for those coaches than beating those guys in their own building. But yeah, like you said, I'm not sure if we're going to get to the point that actually materializes.
And I got to run here. We got like less than a minute, and this isn't fair, but I mean, I have it on decent intel that, okay, you got two former UNI men's basketball assistants. Love both those guys, KG and Eric Crawford. They're on TJ Altsberger's staff now. You kind of thought maybe, possibly, that would be an inroad to getting that one back. And then haven't heard a peep about that maybe being a thing. Meanwhile, have it on pretty good authority that staff made contact with Nate Heisey this offseason. So I think that's all pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of overlap, a lot of crossover that kind of blurs the lines a lot of the time.
All right, Dargan, we better leave it there for now anyways. Maybe until June or July when we're extra desperate or something.
Right. We just need somebody else to start get a little comfortable behind the mic at the Caravans, and then we got content for weeks, right?
Well, I'm always comfortable behind the mic here at the Shirley Street Studio. You know that, man. So great.
Hey, right on.
Great stuff as always, and we'll catch up with you soon, man. Take care.
All righty. Appreciate it. Thanks, Cole.
All right. Dargan Souther, Des Moines Register, kind enough to join the show. We way broke the clock there, as Jim Rohn would say. So let's take this time out. We'll come back. We'll see if we can get a little audio from yesterday's show at the Cyclone Tailgate Tour, and we'll go from there on a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. A big fifth inning lifted Iowa at the Big Ten baseball tournament in Omaha. Braden Frazier's grand slam capped a sixth-run fifth as the Hawkeyes beat Michigan 13-3 in a game shortened to 8 innings. His homer opened the floodgates as the Hawkeyes scored 12 runs in the final 4 innings.
Yeah, I mean, we've been through this all year, man. This offense, we don't ever quit. I saw a stat the other day. We're like leading in 2-out RBIs and 2-out runs, man. That's just been our mantra this whole year, is to never stop, always do our 1-9th, no matter the situation.
That was Frazier on the postgame show on the Big Ten Network. Iowa now 40-13 and advances to Thursday afternoon's second round. The Iowa Cubs open an International League series tonight in Nashville. The iCubs are 25-17 and sit at the top of the West Division race. In the Midwest League tonight, Cedar Rapids is at home against Wisconsin, while the Quad Cities host Beloit. This is Radio Iowa.
In a small town, everyone knows your business. Like last week, they know an ambulance came to your house. They know you had a stroke. They know your husband knew the signs. F-A-S-T, fast. Face drooping, arm weakness, slurred speech, time to call 911. Everyone knows you survived a stroke. Everyone. And you'll see how much everyone cares. Don't tough it out. Call it out. Learn to spot a stroke at strokeiowa.org.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel. Yodel-a-hoo. But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
My name is Heather Marquez, and I am with Action Coach MindLinks. I had been focusing my business originally on leadership development, and after about 4 years, what I realized was there was something missing. And having a 25-year background in operations, I wasn't using any of that knowledge. When I found Action Coach, it really gave me the tools and resources to incorporate all of that and make the wheel I already had grow and be able to move faster. The important thing when I'm talking talking about Action Coach Mind Links to take into consideration is it's not where I'm coming in and I tell any business owner how to do their job. It's really about helping business owners become more educated, remind them of the things they already know, and then help them get clear so that they can take the actions that are going to help them get to the ultimate goals that they have. Visit my website at heathermarquez.actioncoach.com. A coach is about helping you get clear on what you should do based on your goals.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, "Gee Willikers, it's a hot one." Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light, crisp.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
How will your child stay busy and active this summer? The Family YMCA of Blackhawk County is the premier day camp in the Cedar Valley. Passionate, committed staff will help your child widen horizons, make new friends, and develop new skills. Activities include sports, swimming, games, arts and crafts, challenges, field trips, and more. See why the Y is the choice for your child to discover new strengths. Check out the YMCA this summer and make some memories that last a lifetime.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
You know, there's a lot of things that were positive about last year. You know, for a young football team, you're talking about the third youngest team in all of college football last year. And, you know, I thought the way our kids continued to play and continue to fight, man, as tough as those losses were, you know, you're talking about being right there at the end of every one of those football games to win it.
I thought that was great stuff from Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell yesterday here on the show at the Cyclone Tailgate Tour. We're going to talk more about what we heard from Coach Campbell, Coach Otzelberger on tomorrow's show. But we got to take this final time out. Went way long with Dargan Southard today, but he was great like usual, actually extra great. So we'll take this final time out, get you the NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back and wrap up this Tuesday edition of the show.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The NFL announced that Super Bowl 60 will be hosted in the San Francisco Bay Area in 2026, with the game played at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. It'll be only the second Super Bowl ever played at Levi's Stadium, coming 10 years after its first Super Bowl. The announcement was made Monday at the NFL's Spring League meeting in Minneapolis. A topic that was voted on and approved at the Spring League meeting is the ability to flex games scheduled on Thursday Night Football, but with some restrictions. Only games in weeks 13 through 17 can be flexed, with a maximum of 2 flexes per season, and a 28-day notice is required. The expectation is that this will rarely come into play, but it is a priority for the league to have the best games in prime time. And it was also decided that the NFL draft is coming to Wisconsin. The 2025 NFL draft will take place in Green Bay inside and around iconic Lambeau Field. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After scoring 40 points and playing all but 4 seconds in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, LeBron James and the Lakers' season officially ended at the hands of the Denver Nuggets. Last night's game does a lot more than deliver Denver its first finals appearance. Last night's game was the exclamation point of two superstars headed in opposite directions. Nikola Jokic, in the middle of his prime, could have won his third straight MVP and averaged a triple-double in the postseason. He's fresh off a sweep of one of the greatest players of all time. And at 38, LeBron, an all-time great resume, but after last night's loss, could be forced to have off-season surgery on his foot and is reportedly set to consider retirement. As things stand today, it's impossible to predict how these two careers will shake out, but after going head-to-head in the conference finals, the two superstars' careers appear to be on diverging paths. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. You know our partners, TireRack.com, you know, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, tire decision guide. They test the tires. They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Yeah, those guys. You want a quiet tire with great traction, comfortable ride. Use their results to make an informed choice. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank Dargan Southard of the Des Moines Register for joining today's show. We've got Cubs baseball coming up after another batch of Radio Iowa Sports and Jim Rome's daily commentary after the top of the hour. 6:05, Zach Zabin on the Cubs Radio Network will take the baton from us and lead us into game one of this three-game set at Wrigley Field of Cubs-Mets. So look forward to that. Keep it locked right here. I am back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.